It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How's it going there, Josh?
It's going all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good, but didn't get to use your snowblower much this weekend, though.
No, but I did get to use my grill.
Yeah. Probably be doing that again today. It's supposed to be pretty nice out there, I guess.
Yeah, so. Until the wind starts picking up from what I read.
So. Yeah, it has been a little windy. I drove back from the cities on Saturday night and had to stop a couple of times, let the snow blow by out of the ditch.
Oh, really?
It was really whiteout conditions once in a while. But it wasn't snowing, but we were just rearranging what was already there.
There's loose snow still?
There was.
Huh.
Well, they had some the night before.
Okay.
I know Paul said he came back from Granite Falls at about 40 miles per hour on icy roads on Friday night. So
I was in Granite Falls on Friday. I didn't have any of that.
Well, on Saturday morning when I drove over there, everything was ice still.
So
they were putting salt on the roadways and everything.
So. I was there in the early afternoon.
Okay.
So.
Now it came overnight instead of a surprise.
So. Okay, I got you.
Right. Anyway, it's okay now.
All right, good.
Well, let's salute a veteran, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Seaman First Class Orville Melvin Larson. Orville was born on January 17th, 1925 in Lewisburg. Passed away on March 19th, 1998. He was a veteran from the Lewisburg and Odessa area. He entered active duty in the United States Navy on January 18th, 1945, here in Madison. Honorably discharged just over a year and a half later on August 19th, 1946, in Minneapolis. He served aboard the USS Zeilen, which was a transportation ship. From what I read of, the time time in service, it was kind of a shuttle from Washington to San Diego for troops during the time he served during the end of World War II. And so we thank you, Orville, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, today we're going to talk about telehealth, and apparently 91% of the veterans who use telehealth are pretty happy with it. So
91.7 on 92.1.
That's right. A lot of points there.
Yes. 2.9 million veterans use VA telehealth for part of their care in fiscal year 2025. 91.7% of those veterans who use that telehealth are satisfied. More veterans are turning to VA telehealth with secure and convenient virtual options. Telehealth makes it easier than ever for veterans to access expert and familiar care. You know, this technology is great when it works.
Right. Which isn't 100%.
No, I use VA telehealth quite often, and sometimes the screen just goes black. You know, audio is still there, but you're talking to a black screen.
That happens.
Yep. Or there's a feedback, or there's a... Anyways, that's with all technology. But veterans across the country are as part of their VA care. I've chosen it quite often, too. They choose it not only for convenience, but because they trust it. In fact, in last fiscal year alone, 91.7% of veterans who used telehealth reported that they were satisfied with the services they received. 89% reported trusting it as part of their overall health care. I would be in that area, too. More than 2.9 million veterans took part in over 14.6 million episodes of care through telehealth, which is a 10% increase over fiscal year. One of the most used VA technologies is VA Video Connect. That's the one I was talking about with the screen will go black sometimes, but that's very few and far between, actually. In all honesty, it's fresh in my mind because it happened to me last week. Anyways, which allows veterans and the caregivers to meet with providers from anywhere in the U.S. through VA appointments. And I do mean anywhere in the U.S. I've had appointments where I was sitting in a parking lot with my phone balancing on the dash, meeting with my provider. It's that convenient. More than 2.1 million veterans receive care through more than 11.7 million video visits to home. Data shows that 92% of veterans are satisfied with these video telehealth visits, and the same reported trusting telehealth after participating in virtual appointments. It's easy, convenient, and most importantly, it's private, according to one veteran who uses it to manage their arthritis. Telehealth connects veterans to world-class health care and benefits. VA offers veterans with different options to engage in their health care services. 60-plus mobile apps designed for veterans to improve their health outside of a traditional clinical setting. That's way more than I thought they had. 60-plus.
Pretty good.
Yeah. With my healthy vet on VA.gov, veterans can now manage their VA prescriptions, appointments, medical records, same place they manage their other VA benefits and services. Veterans can use VA telehealth to complement their in-person care. Telehealth helps VA deliver critical services to veterans, including mental health, primary, and cancer care. It always used to be a joke before the telehealth became popular. You know, you drive 2.5 hours one way for a 10-minute appointment and then 2.5 hours back. But now you can just do it over the phone and or over your smartphone video.
Save you a lot of time and gas and everything.
So. Absolutely. Yep. It saves everybody time and money, and life is good. Veterans should speak with their VA provider to see whether telehealth is a good fit for their care needs. You can learn more about telehealth at by doing so, contacting your clinic, your medical center, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line, too.
What would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. You can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level, almost.
Almost.
Like it
yeah. Thawing.
You know, plant your seeds out there.
Late 40s today. But I will be out this afternoon. I do have a in-person VA appointment. So, like I said, I'm a veteran. I use a VA. So, otherwise, reach me by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, appreciate the info there, Josh. You have a great week. We'll catch you again next Monday.
You too. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Veterans Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.